Question 1. You are in a shop when you overhear this man answering the telephone.
Hello, Hammerstones. Can I help you? Yes, we can take an order. Is it a recent publication? OK, then. Do you know the name of the author? Aha. And the title? Getting the Most Out of Your Guitar. Yes, I am familiar with that title. It is actually available in paperback now. OK, then. If you'd like to leave your name and telephone number... Hello, Hammerstones. Can I help you? Yes, we can take an order. Is it a recent publication? OK, then. Do you know the name of the author? Aha. And the title? Getting the Most Out of Your Guitar. Yes, I am familiar with that title. It is actually available in paperback now. OK, then. If you'd like to leave your name and telephone number...
Question 2. You are listening to the radio when you hear this man speaking. Well, Giles, what is currently happening in the Cumberland dry dock dispute is nothing new. There has been a long history of industrial problems in British shipbuilding, and this makes what the minister said wrong on a number of counts. In fact, this statement could be going to cause serious difficulties for the government. Rodwin Lewis has managed to get a number of backs up in the union, which is not going to help his government solve the dispute. Well, Giles, what is currently happening in the Cumberland dry dock dispute is nothing new. There has been a long history of industrial problems in British shipbuilding, and this makes what the minister said wrong on a number of counts. In fact, this statement could be going to cause serious difficulties for the government. Rodwin Lewis has managed to get a number of backs up in the union, which is not going to help his government solve the dispute. Question 3. You are sitting in a cafe when you hear this woman speaking.
Well, I'm not in the slightest bit bothered about the cold weather this year. Not since Jeff got round to fitting the new windows. I mean, the old ones were letting in the rain. Last winter, it got so cold that I ended up having to wear a coat in our front living room. And what with Samantha being only 2 and a half, well, we just had to do something about them. Anyway, Jeff's marvellous when it comes to jobs round the house. I mean, he had them up and finished in a week. Good thing it wasn't snowing then. Well, I'm not in the slightest bit bothered about the cold weather this year. Not since Jeff got round to fitting the new windows. I mean, the old ones were letting in the rain. Last winter, it got so cold that I ended up having to wear a coat in our front living room. And what with Samantha being only 2 and a half, well, we just had to do something about them. Anyway, Jeff's marvellous when it comes to jobs round the house. I mean, he had them up and finished in a week. Good thing it wasn't snowing then.
Question 4. Listen to this woman introducing a college lecture.
Good evening, everybody. This won't be very long. I'd just like to say thank you to all of you for managing to turn up at such short notice. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. I'm sure by now all of you must have heard about Anne's staggering breakthrough in the field of microneurosurgery. And I can tell you, as a personal friend of hers, that Anne started her career right here. So it's very fitting that I should be introducing, right now, Anne Souter. Good evening, everybody. This won't be very long. I'd just like to say thank you to all of you for managing to turn up at such short notice. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. I'm sure by now all of you must have heard about Anne's staggering breakthrough in the field of microneurosurgery. And I can tell you, as a personal friend of hers, that Anne started her career right here. So it's very fitting that I should be introducing, right now, Anne Souter.
Question 5. You will hear someone talking about soap operas.
Nowadays, our TVs seem to be showing soaps every day for most of the day. Soaps from America, Australia, or the continent. The characters tend to be stereotypes, and the plot is often repetitive and predictable. So, why then do we rush back to our homes after work to see what has happened to the characters that we love to hate? Maybe because we actually enjoy the lack of challenge that they offer. And although we may protest that we aren't really interested, they become a habit and we suffer from withdrawal symptoms if we don't get our daily dose of bad acting. No one believes they are real characters, of course, or do they? Many characters actually receive fan mail, and if one dies, some fans are unhappy for weeks. Nowadays, our TVs seem to be showing soaps every day for most of the day. Soaps from America, Australia, or the continent. The characters tend to be stereotypes, and the plot is often repetitive and predictable. So, why then do we rush back to our homes after work to see what has happened to the characters that we love to hate? Maybe because we actually enjoy the lack of challenge that they offer. And although we may protest that we aren't really interested, they become a habit and we suffer from withdrawal symptoms if we don't get our daily dose of bad acting. No one believes they are real characters, of course, or do they? Many characters actually receive fan mail, and if one dies, some fans are unhappy for weeks.
Question 6. You are staying in the home of a British family. You hear the mother answering the phone.
Hello, Sevenoaks 9818. Oh, yes. Hello, Stephen. No, I'm afraid Audrey's not in right now. Can I give her a message? No, she's not doing anything tomorrow night. Oh, yes. I'm sure she'd love that. He's one of her favourite actors. It's just come out, hasn't it? Look, I'll tell her when she gets in to give you a ring, OK? All right, bye. Hello, Sevenoaks 9818. Oh, yes. Hello, Stephen. No, I'm afraid Audrey's not in right now. Can I give her a message? No, she's not doing anything tomorrow night. Oh, yes. I'm sure she'd love that. He's one of her favourite actors. It's just come out, hasn't it? Look, I'll tell her when she gets in to give you a ring, OK? All right, bye.
Question 7. Listen to a policeman being interviewed on the evening television news.
Well, I didn't so much see the blast as hear it. I was on duty at the time and walking along Tarrant Street when it happened. Of course, I went to investigate and found the remains of a light vehicle scattered over a wide area. There was also some damage to nearby buildings. I immediately radioed the station and requested assistance, and then proceeded to cordon off the street. Fortunately, there was no evidence that anybody had been in the vehicle at the time. Well, I didn't so much see the blast as hear it. I was on duty at the time and walking along Tarrant Street when it happened. Of course, I went to investigate and found the remains of a light vehicle scattered over a wide area. There was also some damage to nearby buildings. I immediately radioed the station and requested assistance, and then proceeded to cordon off the street. Fortunately, there was no evidence that anybody had been in the vehicle at the time.
Question 8. You overhear this exchange in a major London railway station.
Excuse me. Did I just hear that the Preston-Lancaster service has been cancelled again?
Well, sir, it won't be running today.
Would that be because of the snow in the Tring Gap? You've had 3 days to get that line clear.
Well, actually, sir, the snow melted earlier today, and that part of the line's a foot underwater now, and if we did run any trains along there, we'd be having an accident, and I'm sure that you wouldn't want that.
Excuse me, did I just hear that the Preston-Lancaster service has been cancelled again?
Well, sir, it won't be running today.
Would that be because of the snow in the Tring Gap? You've had 3 days to get that line clear.
Well, actually, sir, the snow melted earlier today, and that part of the line's a foot underwater now, and if we did run any trains along there, we'd be having an accident, and I'm sure that you wouldn't want that.
That is the end of part 1.